Nixon and Ohio State was bad. I say we got them beat, both in terms of corruption and the just stink of it all, deporting people who are on student visas for exercising their right to free speech. It is all coming unraveled. But let me return, ladies and gentlemen, to the listing of Donald Trump's epic corruption. He is the grifter in chief. That's who we've got in the Oval Office. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've got your favorite evidence of Donald Trump's corruption, whatever that may be, write it down. And then you can give me a call, because at 5:30, we're going to do the midweek sound off. What's on your mind? What is your thing this week that is bugging you the most? We're going to do that at 5:30, but let's get right back into it. I left us off just into the Trump administration, less than a month into the Trump administration, and it is pay to play every day. Every day is pay to play day in the Donald Trump administration. So let's continue. On February 19th, Trump appoints a new U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., Ed Martin, who starts harassing former frontline prosecutors throughout the Department of Justice. Also on February 19th, or a couple of days before, Musk is given access to the Department of Labor and OSHA, which gives him access to labor law violation investigations, sensitive data. It allows him to investigate his competitors, which no one talked about. All of this is completely unethical and corrupt, but it just keeps going on. By February 15th and 16th, he starts to fire regulators at OSHA, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Department of Labor. By the way, at the time, again, all of these federal entities most of these investigations have now been shut down, but had investigation into Musk companies. For example, Neuralink was being investigated by the FDA. Anybody want to guess if that one's going on anymore? I'm going to go with no. No, probably not happening anymore. Kash Patel, of course, he's the nominee to become FBI director at the time. He's busy selling swag on his Cash Money Money Patel website. On February 26th, I like this one, the FAA is considering giving a $2.4 billion contract to Starlink. This is Elon Musk's company. But that contract, too bad, had already been awarded to Verizon. And it turns out the White House is just considering canceling the contract. Watch that space. It's not sure if that's going to happen yet. There has been no formal word about the cancellation. But, you know, they're considering whether or not they can do it. Because why not give it to their buddy, our billionaire overlord, Elon Musk? February 27th, Donald Trump dismisses a lawsuit against Capital One. Capital One, of course, donated $1 million to Donald Trump's inauguration committee. The same day, the SEC dropped a lawsuit against Coinbase. Coinbase also donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. On February 28th, this is just a day later, DOJ announced that it would drop a complaint investigation into what? SpaceX, Elon Musk's other company, for labor discrimination. Anybody getting the message here? You donate to his campaign, you support him, any regulatory problems that you have will go away. It just continues. Apparently, on March 1st, Donald Trump was actually selling meetings at Mar-a-Lago. He charged, $1 million to dine with him. Holy cow. And according to the same report, business leaders can secure a one-on-one meeting with the president for $5 million. Oh, and I haven't even gotten to what I mentioned yesterday, the new club in Washington, D.C. that everybody wants to get into, started by Don Jr. It's called Executive Branch. I wonder what that might be in reference to. It's called the Executive Branch, only costs $500,000 to join. And you too can have access to the what? Everyone together now, the Executive Branch. On March 3rd, The DOJ intervenes in an open and shut 2020 Colorado elections case involving Tina Peters. They step in and they are going to review the prosecution. Who is Tina Peters? Oh, yeah. She was the one that tampered with voting machines in Trump's favor in Mesa County, Colorado. On March 2nd, Donald Trump launched the Crypto Reserve Fund. The U.S. government should invest assets in cryptocurrency. I wonder how all that's going to sort out. Wonder if it might be any of his own currency. It goes on and on. Yuga Labs, a blockchain company, donated $100,000 to the Trump Inauguration Fund, killed that investigation. That was March 3rd. March 4th, Doge lays off thousands of IRS employees, basically making it harder to go after the large taxpayers. It's going to cripple that effort. By the way, from an ROI perspective, the IRS is a value add to the governmental budget. For every person they hire, the ROI is huge because they can actually then go after the corporate billionaire and hundred millionaire tax cheats. I can go on. It just keeps on going. We've got the Tesla advert on the White House lawn. That is corrupt. The CFPB, they basically shut that down. Oh, yeah. He had Scott Bessent gut this little thing called the Corporate Transparency Act that requires businesses to reveal their true ownership structures. Why would we want that? Corruption, now legal. I've got a whole nother page of notes. We'll continue, but next we're going to bring on Dora Drake and dig in to this native Milwaukeean, now senator in the Wisconsin State Senate. You're not going to want to miss that discussion. What does Dora have to share with us about her upbringing and why it made her want to become an elected official in these hard times? Next.